For those who don't know me, I'm Anthony Bull. I'm one of the community members. Community members of the Antioch community, just in case you weren't sure you were in the right place. This is a meeting of the Antioch community at Acton Baptist Church in Acton. So I'll just tell you a little bit about what we're going to do today and then give you a bit more of an introduction to the building. We are going to have a good time for worship. It's one of the things that we prize when we're able to come together. And it's one of the things that we're made for. More about that in a minute. We will honour the life of John Benjamin, and more about that later as well. And we will close with intercessions. But before we start, what we often do at Antioch meetings is we introduce and welcome every single visitor individually. And there are many old friends here today, some that I recognise, some that I don't recognise, and we have some visitors as well. So instead of introducing everyone by name individually, what I would invite you to do, if you are a visitor or an old friend, please do stand so we can see you, and then you'll be someone we're going to walk up to later on and have a conversation with afterwards. So please do stand. You're most welcome. It's a real pleasure to see you here. And of course, there are a number of people online as well, and welcome to you as well. Okay. So just introduction to the building, really. We have lavatories here, in case you need them. And what we'll do is, because the music is this way, we're going to guide you that way to the lavatories. So through that door, you go through that door, you turn right, and then you're at a split-level landing, down some stairs for the gents and up a few steps for the ladies. That is also the emergency exit, or out the back. You go out right and then right again, and that's the exit. We're not using that emergency exit. We don't have any plans for anything, but just in case. Okay. A week last Friday, we heard of the death of Bruce Yoakam, and this weighs heavily on us, of course, and many of us are in mourning. And we also heard more recent news of our former member, Susan Unger, who also died. And I was reflecting on how you start a community meeting with that. And I was just thinking about the witness that Bruce was to us of a life lived exclusively for the gospel. He forewent having a wife and children of his own, so that he could be free to serve in a very particular way. And he lived among us that life of service. But he, as we are, we're made in a certain way, as Isaiah 45 verse 7 states, whom I created for my glory. We are created simply for the glory of God. As 1 Corinthians 10 verse 31 says, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. And if we look at what glory means, particularly in that New Testament use of the word, it means dignity, honor, praise, and worship. So as we are made for glory, let us give and acknowledge God's glory, God's greatness. Give him honor by praising and worshiping him today. Because that's what we're made for. So we're going to be led by Eleanor and the team, and I would invite you to be active in worship, to pray out if you wish. Don't feel like you have to come up to a microphone. If you want to, you can just come up. That's absolutely fine. But what we're going to do is we're going to engage in the activity that we were made for. So let's stand and worship our God.